City Manager Steve Giesbrecht summed up the findings of the architecture firm Jensen Yorba Lott. They examined the feasibility of remodeling the existing police station versus building a new one. According to their report, the municipal building has four sections, three of which have sunken into the muskeg enough to cause serious problems. The section housing the police station is the worst, and Giesbrecht said that would happen to all of the sections if they're not fixed.
It's one of the reasons why the cost of renovation that he estimates here is $5 million, because it's not just fixing the police. He's saying it has to all, at least three of the four have to be fixed and stabilized. And no one can be in the building when they do that to be able to effectively fix the problem for long term.
Giesbrecht noted the $5 million estimate for renovations did not include the cost of temporary housing for the police, jail, and city offices. The report puts the price tag of a new 10,750-square-foot building at nearly $6.3 million. Giesbrecht admitted it was expensive, but cautioned that this was a very rough estimate with no actual design. He said the city had asked the architect to move fast so a funding request could be provided to State Senator Bert Stedman in time for this legislative session. If the city were to go through the normal planning process before making the funding request, Giesbrecht said it would not be done in time.
The key issue is really, do you want to send this report as is to Senator Stedman and say, we need this much money? Or do you want to say no and let's find a way to fund doing formal plans, which would get us much closer to a dollar figure, but it's going to be a lot more expensive. I mean, from a standpoint of the planning, we have to find out how to fund that, and it's not going to happen in this legislative session. So that's kind of where this whole thing comes down to is, this is admittedly, I mean, an architect-engineer's version of a back-of-an-envelope study. They literally did this in
one day.
The report recommends constructing a new facility instead of doing a remodel of the old building, and Mayor Al Dwyer agreed.
This building would have to be all brought up to code.
Correct,
electrical,
yes.
Plumbing, boilers, heating system, things like that, which are extremely expensive, and I can see how it would cost. And there's several different elevations on here, which makes it difficult to do the job easy.
As far as location, the city owns land adjacent to the new fire hall building on Haugen Drive, and the report points out opportunities for a new police station to share some space with the fire hall that could save on costs. Councilors briefly discussed whether it should actually be connected or just adjacent to the new fire hall. Either way, councilor and land surveyor Rick Braun thought design work could move forward for that location.
The geotechnical, the soils engineering, and the land surveying and all that, that's done. You know,
yeah.
Right next to that we surveyed the whole area there.
Yeah.
So because the fire hall moved all over the place before it settled where it is right now. So, I mean, as far as getting started with the planning, it can be started right now.
Braun, Dwyer, and Councillor Nancy Strand didn't see the harm in asking the legislature for the full construction cost this year. But Councillor Mark Jensen wasn't convinced a new building was the only possibility, and he didn't think the city had enough information to go on.
Before I agree to this being accurate, I'd like to have, second opinion. But I don't think we have enough to send to the legislature and ask for $6 million. I think we need to discuss all the different options we have. And it's unfortunate, in the state of the condition of the building, but I just don't feel comfortable asking for a blank check, basically.
Jensen was not the only official with reservations. Harbormaster Glo Wollin worried that the city's funding request for a commercial drive-down dock could be jeopardized if it also asked for a new police station this year.
My concern is that we throw all our energy towards this, that it hasn't really been vetted, and not that I don't want that project to occur, but knowing the legislative is kind of pro-harbor right now, we are asking for $5+ million for this drive down, and it's kind of our one chance to get that project done.
Wolin pointed out that the drive-down project is well into planning and permitting and already has a substantial amount of funding in place, funding that could soon expire if it's not used. The drive-down's not the only harbor project hinging on the legislature this year. The governor has also put $3.5 million in his proposed budget for Petersburg to replace its failing North Harbor float system. The five councillors present ultimately voted to approve the architect's report, which will go to legislators. Councillors will also ask for legislative permission to use money left over from the fire hall project to help pay for the police station. Councillors John Jensen and Don Koenigs were out of town for Wednesday's meeting. And one clarification to an earlier version of this story, which ran on this morning's news. Based on the council's motion, I originally reported that it looked like the city would only ask the state for design funds rather than the full facility funding this year. However, according to City Clerk Kathy O'Rear, the city is putting the full funding request forward to the state with the hope of at least getting enough money to design the building this year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.